This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, summer is definitely giving way to fall now, and so we talk about harvesting those final garden tomatoes and peppers of the season with our guest. He's Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone. Greg, we'll start with tomatoes. Their productivity has to be getting fairly close to running its course for the season.
That's right. You know, they're basically going to stop growing, and so you're bound to just get what you got, and if there's some partially green tomatoes out there, you may want to consider bringing those in for storage here in the fall and let them ripen indoors.
And the fact is, even though they may not be as sized up as you would like, they do have that finite growth point, and they're getting very close to that.
Yes. You know, the leaf tissue is going to determine how large they get, and so with the leaves starting to shut down, you're probably not going to get any large tomatoes at this point. But once they turn kind of an off green to a little bit of a white stage, you can look at the blossom end of your tomato or the bottom of your tomato. Typically, if it has kind of a star shape to it, that being white from a background of green, then that's probably at the mature stage. It means that the locular jelly, the innards of the tomato, when you cut one open and it falls apart on you, reached a stage that it will go ahead and turn color and ripen up.
So go ahead and pick them if they're at or past that stage, and then bring them indoors, and they will ripen with some pace here anyway, will
it
not?
Yeah. So basically, temperature will regulate how quickly they ripen, which is also a formation of the ethylene gas that all of our fruits give off for their ripening stage. Oftentimes, people wrap them in a newspaper or something like that. What you're doing is trapping that ethylene gas around the fruit that hastens the ripening of those. So if you want to probably stagger your tomato ripening, so some of those you may leave on the kitchen counter. Some you may want to put in a little bit cooler location. Never probably want to go below 55 degrees. That would probably damage the tissue itself. But you can put them at different temperatures, and then the amount of ethylene gas, whether you wrap them in something or just leave them open to the atmosphere.
That's on tomatoes. Peppers have produced quite nicely this year as well. How long before they shut down?
So they really like warm temperatures. So once we get really cool, they're basically done growing. And you can just harvest those before we get the frost. That would really damage our tissues. Interesting thing about peppers is they kind of already come ripe, if you would. They do continue to ripen, but you can harvest those at any stage and get the same flavors and textures, basically, that you would from a more mature fruit crop. So doesn't matter.
And as far as their stability, they will hang in there in storage a little longer than tomatoes.
Yeah, typically tomatoes we don't want to put in the refrigerator, so that changes their flavors and things. But the pepper doesn't matter, so you can store those in a cooler location, particularly your refrigerator, for quite a long time, 3 or 4 weeks probably. But if you have an abundance again, that may be something you want to go ahead and process. These can freeze fairly nice, so you can save some space by cutting them up. And a good way of doing that is putting them on a tray, cut them up, stick them in the freezer so you have these different chunks of pepper, and put them into a bag that you can use and dispense the amount of pepper you want for your flavoring as you cook and use them.
And an important caution, if you're cutting up jalapenos, other hot peppers, might want to don some protective clothing, if you will.
Speaking from experience, that is a good idea to wear some gloves if you're dealing with really hot peppers so that you don't get that chemical on your skin. And yeah, it's always good working with hot peppers that you wear the protective materials to do that.
You can find out more information, if you're so inclined, through your local extension office or online at the K-State Horticulture website. And as far as rounding out your vegetable gardening for another season, Greg, we appreciate you coming by. That from Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.